Radio Prague News.
Police have busted the biggest Czech pot grow up to date. The EU has called on the Šumava National Park management to cease logging trees in the park's protected areas. And Tomáš Rosický will not be in the starting lineup of the Czech team in the Euro 2012 quarterfinal match against Portugal. Police have busted the biggest pot grow-up to date in the Czech Republic near the western Bohemian city of Karlovy Vary and freed a man who was being held captive inside the grow-up to tend to the plants. It appears that the group treated the man who was walled in like a slave. He was glad to have been freed, a police spokesperson said on Thursday. Police arrested 13 suspects in connection with the case, which they investigated over a time span of several months. Over 5,500 pot plants were confiscated. They would have yielded a total of 500 kilograms of marijuana with a retail value of some 40 million Czech crowns. The suspects could face prison sentences of up to 12 years. The European Union has called on the Šumava Park management to cease tree logging in certain areas of the national park. The European Commissioner for the Environment, Janis Potočník, in a letter expressed concern over the fact that the park's management last year had felled trees in areas where protected species such as the wood grouse live and thereby had negatively impacted their natural environment. In the letter, the Commissioner asks the park's management to stop large-scale tree logging. He adds that he cannot rule out legal proceedings in case of the Šumava National Park management's non-compliance. Last summer, the logging of bark beetle-infested trees in a protected area of the park was met with a massive wave of protests and blockades. The captain of the Czech national team, Tomáš Rosický, will not be in the starting lineup of Thursday's match against Portugal. The manager of the Czech team, Vladimír Šmicer, told Czech TV that the team captain may join the team at a later point in the quarterfinals game, but that he is still fighting an Achilles heel infection. Šmicer, a former successful midfielder for Slavia Prague and Liverpool FC, has not released any further details regarding the starting lineup. Mr. Rosický last Sunday traveled to Prague for treatment. On Tuesday, he returned to Poland and trained with his teammates on Wednesday. Some 20,000 Czech fans are expected to travel to Warsaw for their team's quarterfinal match against Portugal on Thursday evening. Fans left the cities of Prague and Brno on special fan buses on Thursday. Hundreds of supporters of the Czech team are also traveling to Poland by train. In Warsaw, they will be greeted with Czech language signs, city officials have said. However, it is expected that the fan turnout at the Warsaw match will be lower than it was during the group phase games in Wroclaw, which is easier to reach from the Czech Republic. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be mostly cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms expected. Daytime highs should range between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.